From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Marcy Kitchen has been handed 8 years in state prison in connection with the drunken driving deaths of her daughter Kaya Kitchen and her friend Faith Sarnes. Kitchen admitted driving drunk and striking the two with her vehicle on July 12, 2016. The 41-year-old Kitchen receiving 2 years for vehicular manslaughter, 5 years for hit and run, and another year because there was more than one victim. She'll most likely serve about 4 years behind bars. She receives 1 day of credit for every day served. Kitchen telling the court, "All of my life, all I ever wanted to do was be a mom, but a mom doesn't kill her child. I am the cause of this accident, and there's nothing I can do to change it." There were no hate crimes reported last year on the campus of Humboldt State University. According to a new report put together by the school, the Clery Act is required yearly. It's a look at crimes on campus. Dating back to 2013, there had always been at least one hate crime reported at HSU. The report coming even as the school continues to deal with the aftermath of the stabbing death of HSU student David Josiah Lawson at an off-campus party in Arcata. It will be a week or so before Humboldt County Deputy District Attorney Trent Tim finds out about motions he filed in connection with a criminal case. He wants to find out more about the source of money used to bail Ariel Arguella Sosa out of jail on drug charges. The suspect was able to bail himself out of jail on $500,000. Arguella Sosa, along with 20-year-old Abadel Parra Sosa and 32-year-old Miguel Angel Garcia, were arrested by the Drug Task Force following a multi-week investigation in a narcotics dealing in the county. An 87-year-old woman with dementia is back home after going missing. Police say Jane Barrett walked away from her residence in the Myrtletown area of Eureka. Barrett does not normally remember where she lives. A silver alert was issued, and after an extensive search, Barrett was located by a family member. She was unharmed in the incident. Authorities say one person is dead following a crash Monday afternoon on State Route 199. It happened north of Little Jones Creek Road. A car heading north on the highway crossed the center lines and collided head-on with a vehicle coming the other way. The driver of that first car died of their injuries. Two people in the other car from Switzerland were not hurt. Investigators are trying to figure out what led to that crash. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.